are fortunate.
Don't be sentimental, Andrew. Sit down.
Lady Britomart, having risen, sits on the settee. Undershaft sits beside her on her left. She comes to the point before he has time to breathe.
Sarah must have £800 a year until Charles Lomax comes into his property. Barbara will need more, and need it permanently, because Adolphus hasn't any property.
Yes, my dear, I will see to it. Anything else? For yourself, for instance?
I want to talk to you about Stephen.
Don't, my dear. Stephen doesn't interest me.
He does interest me. He is our son.
Do you really think so? He has induced us to bring him into the world, but he chose his parents very incongruously, I think. I see nothing of myself in him, and less of you.
Andrew, Stephen is an excellent son, and a most steady, capable, high-minded young man. You are simply trying to find an excuse for disinheriting him.
My dear Biddy, the undershaft tradition disinherits him. It would be dishonest of me to leave the Cannon Foundry to my son.
It would be most unnatural and improper of you to leave it to anyone else, Andrew. Do you suppose this wicked and immoral tradition can be kept up forever? Do you pretend that Stephen could not carry on the foundry just as well as all the other sons of the big business houses?
Yes. He could learn the office routine without understanding the business, like all the other sons. And the firm would go on by its own momentum until the real undershaft, probably an Italian or a German, would invent a new method and cut him out.
There is nothing that any Italian or German could do that Stephen could not do. And Stephen at least has breeding.
The son of a foundling? Nonsense.
My son, Andrew. And even you may have good blood in your veins for all you know.
True. Probably I have. That is another argument in favor of a foundling.
Andrew, don't be aggravating, and don't be wicked. At present, you are both.
This conversation is part of the undershaft tradition. Biddy, every undershaft's wife has treated him to it ever since the house was founded. It's a mere waste of breath. If the tradition be ever broken, it will be for an abler man than Stephen.
Then go away.
Go away.
Yes, go away. If you will do nothing for Stephen, you are not wanted here. Go to your foundling, whoever he is, and look after him.
The fact is, Biddy...
Don't call me Biddy. I don't call you Andy.
I will not call my wife Britomart. It is not good sense. Seriously, my love, the undershaft tradition has landed me in a difficulty. I am getting on in years, and my partner Lazarus has at last made a stand and insisted that the succession must be settled one way or the other. And of course, he is quite right. You see, I haven't found a fit successor yet.
There is Stephen.
That's just it. All the foundlings I can find are exactly like Stephen.
Andrew!
I want a man with no relations and no schooling. That is, a man who would be out of the running altogether if he were not a strong man. And I can't find him. Every blessed foundling nowadays is snapped up in his infancy by Bernardo Holmes or school board officers or boards of guardians. And if he shows the least ability, he is fastened on by schoolmasters, trained to win scholarships like a racehorse, crammed with second-hand ideas, drilled and disciplined in docility and what they call good taste, and lame for life so that he is fit for nothing but teaching. If you want to keep the foundry and the family, you'd better find an eligible foundling and marry him to Barbara.
Ah, Barbara, your pet. You would sacrifice Stephen to Barbara.
Cheerfully. And you, my dear, would boil Barbara to make soup for Stephen.
Andrew, this is not a question of our likings and dislikings. It is a question of duty. It is your duty to make Stephen your successor.
Just as much as it is your duty to submit to your husband. Oh, come, Biddy, these tricks of the governing class are of no use with me. I am one of the governing class myself. And it is a waste of time giving tracts to a missionary. I have the power in this matter, and I am not to be humbugged into using it for your purposes.
Andrew, you can talk my head off, but you can't change wrong into right. And your tie is all on one side. Put it straight.
It won't stay unless it's pinned.
Undershaft fumbles at his tie with childish grimaces.